Thought we'd talk about that and some other big picture college football things with a college football writer and senior writer for USA Today, Steve Berkowitz, who joins us here on the Bill Riley Show. Hey, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Getting ready for Media Days. We'll be in L.A. for Pac-12 Media Days coming up in a couple of about a week or so. But the season's 57 days away, so we're excited about that out here in Pac-12 country. What about you? You excited for the season?
Always excited to see college football coming around. Always.
It's that season we wait the longest for, and it gets here and then flies by before we know it. Let's start locally with the Pac-12 conference. You cover college football for USA Today. What's your big picture read on the league this year?
Well, I mean, I think I think all eyes within the conference are going to be on Stanford and UCLA. I mean, obviously, with Christian McCaffrey coming back, that's a huge huge attraction in the conference. And there were a lot of folks who I think saw him as the Heisman Trophy winner by the end of last season. And I think he got hurt a little bit by just being out west and a lot of his games being on after time. When people in the East were really familiar with what he was doing, that the regional voting last year was really interesting, the way all of that broke, and particularly the way that he played in the Rose Bowl game. I think everybody got turned on. I mean, the hardest thing to do, though, of course, is to be a front runner from the start in the Heisman race. But I think a lot of what's going on in the pack is going to be around Stanford and then around UCLA with Josh Rosen coming back and where they're looking. So, I mean, I think that's, to me, where sort of the focus is this year in the league.
Yeah, I think that's probably how the voting will break down. I cast my poll. I picked Utah in the South. I got a little bit of a bias there, but I do think that their defense is as good as anybody's in special teams. I think they'll upgrade a quarterback, and I picked Stanford in the North as well. The thing with UCLA, and Rosen's terrific, there's only four guys returning on that offense, so that's something they've got to figure out. It's playmakers and offensive line. But what's your view on Utah? They're entering their sixth year in the Pac-12 conference. They finished with the second-best win total in the conference a year ago, behind, obviously, only Stanford. What's your view on Kyle Whittingham's team right now?
I mean, I think to me, the thing that seems to go on with Utah year in and year out is that regardless of who comes and who goes, they seem to find a way to be competitive, particularly on defense. And regardless of where they get picked or anything like that, to me, I think they're going to be in the mix, and they're going to be there again with UCLA and USC and Arizona. And I see them probably being a little bit ahead of Arizona State and Colorado. But I mean, they just always seem to find their way into the mix, regardless of who's there. And to me, the job that Whittingham has done, bringing the team in from the Mountain West and getting it ramped up into the pack, it's like they really haven't missed much, and I think that's pretty impressive. And their stability that they've gotten within the program, I think, is pretty remarkable. I'm not sure that again, if you put it into the bigger picture, how sort of people figured them to come in and sustain coming in out of the Mountain West, but they've done that and then some, I think.
Steve Berkowitz, our guest from USA Today. He's a college football writer. We're talking about the conferences and the season, which is 57 days away. The Pac-12 is really, really good, North and South. You could probably make a case for three teams, I think, maybe more, in each division as maybe being division winners and maybe conference champions. However, the problem lies then that they play nine conference games, Steve, and as they did a year ago, I think they'll do again this year, and maybe cannibalize themselves. I don't see a team right now that would be a Final Four team in the playoff picture, do you?
No, I don't see them as being – I don't see any of those teams being on the same level as teams like Alabama, Florida State, Oklahoma. I mean, it's possible that UCLA or Stanford could get up there, depending on how the season goes. But, yeah, I mean, last year for sure showed how the conference sort of beats on itself a little bit. And it's a big travel and everything else that goes into it. I mean, it's a tough league to go through and have one team be absolutely dominant. And it's a tough league, and the teams are pretty evenly matched. There's not a lot of weeks where you sort of pick up. We have a game even in the conference that feels like a little bit of a respite for you, which you do have in some of the other leagues, because while they're tough at the top, they're not as rigorous all the way through. I mean, I think that's something that's helped Clemson out a little bit. I mean, for sure, Clemson is an awfully, awfully good team, but, you know, it helps a little bit when you have games that are a little more manageable as the year goes along, and you don't really get a week like that in the pack.
Yeah, there's not a Wake Forest right now in the Pac-12 Conference.
Correct. I mean, and, you know, the number of teams they had in bowl games last year speaks to that.
Do you foresee a day anytime in the near future, let's say within the next 5 years, where the Power Five conferences unify on a number of conference games played, or not so much?
You know, I mean, I think a lot of that may depend on how stuff shakes out over time in the Big 12, too. I mean, if they stay at 10 or if they try to expand. I mean, you know, there are just a lot of different local reasons for the conferences to run the way they run in terms of the number of conference games and, you know, or in the case of the Big 12, having a championship game. I mean, there are a lot of sort of local imperatives that come into play there. So, you know, it's possible that they'll come up with some level of uniformity, but, you know, I mean, because everybody's always sort of seeking the so-called level playing field, but, you know, everybody's got their own reasons for doing stuff, and trying to get everybody onto the same page for a lot of different reasons and balancing schedules, I think is, you know, I mean, it's possible, but I'm not certain that there's any particular thing that's driving that, you know?
Steve, Tennessee seems to be a hot name nationally this year, and I guess I'm just going to have to say I'll believe it when I see it. We've heard that in recent years. Why Tennessee and Butch Jones this year? Is it because the SEC East is down a little bit?
I think that's part of it. I have to tell you, it's not. I mean, that's not where I'm seeing it myself. I mean, but that's, you know, I mean, I'm not sure I won't disagree with you about the Tennessee being regarded as a hot pick. I'm not sure that I necessarily agree with it. I mean, I thought, you know, I think Florida and Georgia are also going to be awfully good. And while that, you know, that side of the conference, I think, has potential to be pretty balanced. So, you know, again, the power in that league is probably on the side with Alabama and LSU. But, you know, in terms of them being able to come through on in their division, I could see that. I'm not sure that I'm going to be. I'm not sure I'm seeing them as the class of that league. I mean, for sure, they've had you know, a lot of really, really good recruiting classes since Butch Jones started up there. And again, you know, you always go to the quarterback position, and having, you know, Dobbs playing there makes a big difference for them. So, you know, but I'm not sure that again, you know, and I know there's going to be plenty of football to be played, but I have to be convinced on Tennessee, and maybe this will be the year that they step up and break through. But I need to see that on the field.
You and I stand together on that. Steve Berkowitz covers college football for USA Today. You can follow him on Twitter. By Berkowitz is where you'll find him on Twitter. Steve, thanks for jumping on. 57 days, man. We're getting close.
You bet. Yep.
Appreciate it. Steve Berkowitz with us here on the Bill Riley Show today, talking some college football.